school love right here on Radio Valencia, which I'm having this great conversation right now with my dear friend Renee, and it's just hilarious because we're talking, and maybe you can relate to this. Teens today, they don't know what the hell they're doing. They're afraid. They're so frightened. They don't date. They don't get their driver's licenses anymore. They don't go out on weekends. They don't go anywhere. They just don't do anything. They're other than being addicted to their device. I mean, what happened? You know, making out in the hallways. You know, sneaking into the corners. Come on. Come on. The weekend parties. Come on. I don't know, man. I can't wait for my high school reunion. That's all I can say. John Hell, that's my name. Hell's Kitchen Radio is going till midnight tonight because it's my 15th annual. Annual. And I'm doing all 1981 for 4 hours tonight. We're done now. We've completed the metal hour. Heard some Anvil in there off of Hard and Heavy. We heard some Saxon in there, Princess of the Night, off of their fourth studio album, Denim and Leather. See, where's the denim and leather today? Where's the high hair? Where's the high hair? Ladies, come on. Get out the giant cans of hairspray that are destroying the ozone layer. Tease it up. Come on. Where's the spandex? Hot boy. I worked at an ice rink. I was a DJ at an ice rink. Oh, man, that spandex drove me nuts. I'm going to be honest with you. I am. As a teenage boy in the 80s, spandex really went, I went nuts for that stuff. Started off the set with Tigers of Pantang off of their second album, Spellbound, the name of it. The track we heard there was Gangland. I think I was telling you that John Sykes was the second guitarist there, and he later went on to Thin Lizzy and Whitesnake. And I did just hear Whitesnake has decided they're done, right? They said, we're not going to do it. Well, David Coverdale said he's done. And I'm like, who are you again? I was never a Whitesnake fan, ever. I challenge you, see if I ever played them on my show. Anyway, it's all about 1981 tonight. You guys have been really incredible. And we're going to now get to our fourth and final hour of the program, which is reggae, dub, hip-hop, and global sounds. You're going to hear some Scientist, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, The Clean, Chris and Cozy, Rip Rig Panic, The Residents. We've got a lot of crazy, nutty, cool stuff for you. We're going to start off with some Black Uhuru off of their 1981 record called Red. A lot of lineup changes, but Michael Rose is still the lead character in this one. We're going to hear the track Youth of Eglinton right here. Radio Valencia. West side. Bovel right here on Radio Valencia. Brain Damage. The name of the track that we heard. That's his third studio album. It's actually the title track. He's from Barbados and lived in England. Dennis Bovel released that 1981 out on Fontana Records. It's his first solo album under his own name, following two dub albums released as Blackbeard. There you go. Just before that, we heard some music from The Scientist off of his album Scientist Rids the World of the Evil Curse of the Vampires. We heard the track Dance of the Vampires right there. I love Scientist. I have a bunch of his albums. And I don't even know the value of them. You know, crate digging in the 90s, I didn't really think about that. So I don't think the jacket looks that great, but some really great albums. And that one right there was a vinyl one for real right there. The original, though, that was Dance of the Vampires. The original, he kind of dubbed, if you will, and sampled You Are No Good by Michael Prophet. If you're interested in that. Started off the set there with some music from Black Uhuru from their 81 release called Red. And we heard the track there, Youth of Eglinton. But it's probably my favorite track on that record, and it's considered one of the greatest albums that they ever put out, and I can understand why. Red is an outstanding album by Black Uhuru. John Hell is my name. That's me. I'm usually on just 8 to 10 on Monday nights, but I'm doing my 15th annual capital A's and a couple of those right there, all 1981 tonight. And so DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet said, we're going to take Thanksgiving week off anyway. We'll see you in a week. So I'm going till midnight tonight. We are in our final hour of four, and this is the Reggae Dub Hip Hop and Global Hour. What do you know about that? Hey, by the way, if you're interested, you want to check all this stuff out, you can go to my blog, the Hellfire blog. You could find that at hellskitchenradio.blogspot.com. Again, that's hellskitchenradio.blogspot.com. I have a search feature there, so if you want to see all of the annuals, just go into the search feature and type that in, and it'll pull it up, and I have links. Once you find one, I'll have links to all of them, so you can see what I've done. And this one's 1981. I think this might be like the third year of the 80s that I've done. And it's been great. I've really enjoyed the hell out of this. I'm really having a damn good time. So we're going to keep going, though. I don't want to stop now. We have too much more fun to be had. Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five put out a remarkable single in 1981 called The Adventures of Grandmaster Flash on the Wheels of Steel. And it's a live DJ mix recording of Flash scratching and mixing records from various groups using three turntables. He played several DJ techniques in the recording, including crossfading, cutting, rubbing, and backspins. It was a cult hit when it came out in the underground. So why don't we hear it? Let's go for it right now, shall we? The Adventures of Grandmaster Flash on the Wheels of Steel. Radio Valencia.
You see, one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that.
Bad Five Freddy told me everybody slide. DJ spinning, I said, my. Flash is cool, Francois, c'est pas, Flash ain't no dude.
You see, one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that.
to Daddy and Rory. Please tell me a story too.
You know, I'll tell you the story of my life.
You tell me. I want to hear too.
I was born in Animus, North Dakota, a long time ago, see? And now I'm lucky enough to be here with you.
Yeah, but what's happened to the tree?
Yeah, what else happened?
Well, it went pretty much like this.
official. I'm now deeply in love with The Clean right here on Radio Valencia. Tally Ho from their debut 12-inch Boodle. Came out on Flying Nun out of New Zealand. And The Clean are a New Zealand indie rock band that were formed in Dunedin. In 1978, and I've always loved the Flying Nun label. I remember getting into them like in the late 80s or early 90s or whenever the hell that was. I remember like, yeah, there's some weird stuff. All this great New Zealand sound and stuff, so. There you go, The Clean on Radio Valencia. Just before that, This Bed's Too Big Without You. That was Sheila Hilton covering The Police. She's a British reggae singer. Most of her childhood was spent in Kingston, where she was known for the singles Breakfast in Bed and this Police cover. Just before that, we heard some music there from American rock band ESG. We heard the track Moody from the EP of the same name. Pretty good band, kind of an American dance, punk, funk, rock. Formed in the South Bronx in 1978. They had a track called UFO, which I guess is considered one of the most sampled tracks in history. Pretty good. Rennie Scroggins on lead vocal. Deborah Scroggins on bass. Marie Scroggins on congas. Valerie Scroggins on backing vocals and drums. Not bad. And yet Are they family, or is this just a thing they call themselves? Because I'm actually not entirely sure about that. I'm going to have to do a little more digging. Except for I went to high school with a guy named Michael Scroggins, so I got that going for me. You know, which is really nice. Started off the set, of course, with some live mixing there. The Adventures of Grandmaster Flash on the Wheels of Steel. John Hell is my name. I'm on the. I'm on some wheels. I guess they're kind of made of steel, and they're not belt driven. Technics 1200s are pretty damn good. This is my 15th annual, when I'm doing all of 1981. I've got a couple more sets left. I think I can fit it in. I think I can. I think I've got the opportunity to do it, so I'm going to shut the hell up and get back to it. This band, Deutsch Amerikanische Freundschaft, also known as DAFT, D-A-F, put out a third album in 1981 called Alles ist gut, Everything is Fine. We're going to hear a track, how about right this instant, called Del Mussolini, right here, Radio Valencia. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Everybody's waiting for their daily bread. I will never step out, I might lose my place. I've got no reservation in the human race. Make room. I'm sure that I've been standing in this corridor before, waiting for my turn to go and knock on the door. Pumping, beating 8 to the bar. It's much too late, so drink up now and sing so far. So good, make room.
Gadget right here on Radio Valencia. Make Room, the name of the track. Francis John Tovey went by the stage name Fad Gadget, British avant-garde electronic musician and vocalist. Did a lot of new wave and early industrial. Make Room, the name that we, the track we heard there, 7-inch. Put out some Chris and Cozy just before that, sometimes known as Carter Tootie. Consisting of the couple Chris Carter and Cozy Fanny Tootie. You might remember them best as the industrial music pioneers Throbbing Gristle. When they broke up in 81, Carter and Tootie, they signed with Rough Trade and began recording as Chris and Cozy. And the track that we heard right there was called Heartbeat off of the 81 release. Of the same name, started off that set there with some music from Doff, Deutsch, Amerikanische Freundschaft, also known as DAF, D-A-F, off of the third LP, Alles ist gut, Everything is Fine, and the track was Der Mussolini. Is he warning us? I'm not really sure. John Hell is my name, going, oh my gosh, 10 more minutes is all we got, And I'm looking, and I've got 9 more minutes of music so I get to talk for 1 minute to take us to the hour. That's pretty good, right? Anyway, this has been my 15th annual. It's been all 1981 for the past 4 hours. Thanks so much for tuning in. Next week, Little Hiss Muppet and DJ Doug will return to the 10 p.m. slot for Beyond All Limits, and I'll be doing my 8 to 10 with Hell's Kitchen Radio, as I do every single Monday night. You can check out my blog, the Hellfire blog, hellskitchenradio.blogspot.com, for all my set lists, all the links to all the shows, as well as this show. I'm going to put it up there within the next couple of days, and you can check out the entire thing and the links to all of the previous annuals. What will I do next year? I don't know. I have a year to figure it out. If it's got a lot of good music, and every year has a lot of great music, then hot damn, baby, I'm going to play it. Is that okay? I thought it was pretty good. All right, well, I'm out of here. I'll see you guys next week. Thanks so much for tuning in. Got a couple of tracks here to finish us off with, one featuring Nina Cherry on vocals. Rip, Rig, and Panic is the name of the artist, that the group that she's with. Bob Hope Takes Risks, right here, right now, just like me. Radio Valencia. Bye. Thanks for tuning in.
We'll be right back.